Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good evening, folks. This is episode 3 of It's News to Us. It's just me this evening. Jeff Stapleton worked the morning shift and is taking some well-deserved rest. So it's just going to be me talking about today's news. And we are still working on getting this up on the app and on all the places you get podcasts, so you can listen to these on your way home. Still working on that. We are still linking them on Facebook and on Twitter, though, so you can download them if you want to do it that way. We are trying to make it easier for you. We will eventually get this working so that you can have yet another way to get your local news. So we'll move right into it. Top story today, and in fact, you know, as we're recording this podcast right now, it's still going on. The General Assembly is dealing with the governor's budget amendments. Interestingly, the governor had a defeat in regards to his proposed felony regarding protests outside of justices' homes. And where that defeat came was rather interesting, too. The House, which is controlled by Republicans, passed by the amendment that would have made it a felony to demonstrate outside a justice's home with the intent to intimidate. Again, this occurred with the Republican House. And so, therefore, that is not going to be included in the budget. It didn't even get to go to the Senate, where the Senate was likely to vote it down because it's controlled by Democrats. But again, it didn't even make it out of the House and get over to the Senate. The governor had proposed this following the protests that we've seen up in Northern Virginia. There are 3 U.S. Supreme Court justices that live in Northern Virginia, and there have been protests up there. The governor has been arguing with Fairfax County over how to handle those protests up there. But he wanted to make it a felony to protest, to intimidate, and that's now not going to happen. There are some objections, and have been in the past, to creating new laws through the budget. It's possible, but there have been objections with previous delegates and previously as the process has, you know, gone on throughout history of using the budget in that way. It is possible to use the budget that way, but there have been objections to that. Other things that have been going on, we are looking at severe weather potentially this evening. There was a confirmed tornado yesterday. I know many of you saw the lightning show last night. Well, that included with all of those severe storms last night, those lightning storms, there was a tornado in Goochland, 16 homes damaged, the National Weather Service confirming that. Hopefully we don't see a repeat tonight. It's supposed to be much cooler this weekend, so, you know, fingers crossed we'll have a nice weekend. You can enjoy the time off from work. Chesterfield Police making an arrest in regards to a vandalism case off of Midlothian Turnpike, back on June 6th, where over 50 tires were slashed. And what they said is they got video, put it out to the public, and that helped them a lot in sort of figuring out whom they believe is responsible for this. They made an arrest of a Midlothian man, charging him with 1 felony vandalism count and 3 misdemeanor counts, and that's just because of how the slashings occurred. One was to a business where a number of tires were slashed, and so that rose to the level of felony, but the ones to people's individual cars only rose to the level of a misdemeanor. So he was only could be charged with the 1 felony and then the 3 misdemeanors, and they decided not to do multiple misdemeanors just because it would have gotten redundant at a point, as it was explained to me by Chesterfield Police. So, again, they were happy they had video and were able to get some help from the public, and they thanked the public for the work that they did in helping them solve that case. Other than that, I forgot about this. You know, obviously, when you only have one person doing the description, sometimes things pass by you pretty quickly. But new president for Richmond Raceway, Lori Collier Warren, named. She'll be taking over July 11th. She doesn't have much time, really, to get used to the job. The first race under her term will be in August. She's taking over on July 11th. And, you know, normally we have the fall race in September. Well, this time the fall race is really in summer. It's going to be in August, so she really has to hit the ground running or driving real fast, you know, if you want to use that pun. But she'll take over on the 11th. She replaces Dennis Bickmeyer, who moved to Henrico County to be the first head of sports and entertainment with Henrico County. So that's basically it. Obviously, as the General Assembly eventually moves through the budget issues, we'll make sure that everything gets dealt with there. Obviously, if there's any change in regards to both the outstanding abortion vote and also the gas tax suspension, which again is not likely to make it through the Senate, obviously we'll update you both here and online and, you know, on the Facebook page and everything along that line as news breaks. But that's it from here. Again, please download these podcasts once we do, in fact, get them up, and you can always link to them on Twitter and Facebook, at least for the time being. But also, when we get the chance, give us a review. It helps people find the podcast. And we're, again, just trying to give you different ways to get your local news so that you don't necessarily have to listen at the top and bottom of the hour, but get it in different ways. And you get something different here. You get some insight with this version of the podcast as well. So that's it from here. I'm Matt Demline. It's News to Us, Episode 3. We'll see you next week.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.